Ruan Dits here on Triple M. Ru, tomorrow, Abu Bakr Bashir, the man who many believe was the mastermind behind the Bali bombing 17 years ago, will be released from prison tomorrow. Our Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been in touch with Indonesian President Joko Widodo to say to him, please show some compassion. You know, think about the 88 Australians that lost their lives.
What does that mean, though, show compassion?
Well, should you really...
Put him back inside.
Yeah, should you really be making this decision to release him?
Because he's only served 2/3 of his sentence. Not
that's
even
right.
That.
That's right. Now, Rui, unfortunately, the Bali bombing touched us greatly here in South Australia. We know that the Sturt Football Club was there, and young Josh Deegan lost his life. Bob Marshall, a club official, lost his life. Julian Burton suffered greatly. The father of Josh Deegan, Brian Deegan, has agreed to talk to us, and we really appreciate it. Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
How do you feel when you know that this man is going to be released tomorrow? What does this mean to you?
Well, look, let's just start out by saying this is a very complicated issue, and it's more complicated by the lack of understanding of what Bashir was sentenced for on this occasion. Back in 2004, he was in fact indicted in respect to the Bali bombings. For that, he received a very minor penalty, which there was considerable outrage. That conviction, however, was subsequently overturned in any event. This jail term is in respect to a whole different variety of offending and for which he was sentenced in 2011.
So therefore, he's not in jail serving time because of the Bali bombing?
No, he's not.
Well, it's for terrorism charges, isn't it?
Sorry?
Is that right? He's inside on other terrorism charges, isn't that
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yep.
Yes, for supporting a terrorist jihadi group, which, although had relationship with the group that was responsible for the Bali bombings, he was not jailed with respect to the Bali bombings.
That's extraordinary for a lot of us reading on. Now, Brian, I know you are a lawyer, and I know we probably should be careful in how we word this, but what I think you're alluding to is that he wasn't directly, or they're saying he wasn't directly involved in the bombing, yet his organisation was seen to be involved in the bombing. Is that how you'd word it?
Look, yes. I believe, however, that he probably was very much involved in the bombings. He was the spiritual leader, and he gave the nod, so to speak. For that, I was outraged at the time, back in 2004, about the lenient penalty that he received, given the multitude of, the huge number of young people that were murdered in the 2002 Bali bombings. But be that as it may, he's not in custody with respect to those bombings.
I don't know what to say. To be honest, I don't see how a bloke, he's 81 now, I don't know if he's going to change his ways. Surely you'd have to feel that going to Bali is going to be dangerous again.
Brian,
surely.
I know you follow this on a daily basis. I know, Brian, you live with this on a daily basis. Am I right in saying, with what Ru just alluded to, he in fact has refused to denounce terrorism? Would that be the right way to put it?
Oh, exactly. I think he's more dangerous now than what he was even before he went into jail. I think that a lot of the radical Muslims will regard him akin to somebody the likes of Nelson Mandela. He was, in their eyes, wrongly convicted, wrongly sentenced, and now he should be free and is free to continue with his great works, according to them.
So in their eyes, some sort of hero?
Yes.
Extraordinary.
So, yes.
So what will tomorrow mean for you?
Look, it's just greater fear if ever my children travel.
Yeah.
And wherever they may travel, I've got a daughter that's planning on going overseas. That's going to give me 3 weeks of sleepless nights. I'm in fear. I'm in fear of further attacks by radical organisations, and he's very much part of it. He's not going to change. He's a very strange man and a very dangerous man.
Brian, thank you so much for taking our call and talking to us. I know it's difficult, and I know you've lived with this for 17 years now. We really appreciate you talking to us this morning.
My pleasure.
Good on you, Brian. Okay.
Brian Deegan, thanks. The father of Josh Deegan. It will be a strange... we'll see it on our TV screens tomorrow, Roo. This man will come out of jail. There'll be TV cameras everywhere. We'll all be asking the question why.
It's the fact that he won't sign that form when he's getting out shows that he hasn't changed. Mm. And most people don't change when they're old. Bali's going to be a dangerous place. Mm. There's no two ways about it. I'm not trying to, you know, scare people or whatever, but how could you say it's definitely not going to be a better place, is it?
No, that's right. Roo and Ditts here on Triple M.